So I'd like you to use your imagination for a bit. Think about it for a moment. Imagine that you go to the post office and you pick up a letter. And when you pick up the letter, you look at the return. How many look at the return address as soon as they pick up a letter to see who they're from? And so you look at the return address and you see it's from England. But more specifically, you see it's from Prince Harry and Meghan to you. I didn't know who to put up there, so I said to you. And you open it up, and as you open it up, you start to read, and you find out that Prince Harry and Meghan want to come and spend some time with you. Nothing official. They just want to come and be with you. They want to stay in your spare bedroom. They want to eat with you, eat the food you eat, whether it's porridge or ribs or whatever. They just want to eat with you. They want to do the things you do. You know, like if you want to play a game, they'll play a game. They'll play Monopoly with you. They'll go on a hike with you. They'll watch a movie with you or whatever. And if you're like me, you would look at that letter and you would say, who's trying to play a trick on me? Or "Who? What kind of scam is this? I haven't heard of this scam yet, but what's going on?" But lo and behold, on the date suggested on the letter, there's a door, your doorbell rings, and there's Prince Harry and Meghan. Just them, no entourage, no nothing. And they come in, go to your spare bedroom, put their stuff there, and they spend a few weeks with you. Just doing what you do. Nothing special. Now, I would think, my thought would be that this is some sort of miracle. I mean, Prince Harry and Meghan, they are royalty. And they've just come to spend a few weeks hanging out, probably with Kathy, not me, but, you know, hanging out with us in Ashcroft. This has got to be some kind of miracle. You know, last time I spoke, we started a short series called Miracles for Us. The first miracle we looked at was the miracle of right timing. We talked about the timing of the birth of Jesus and how perfect it was. It was the right timing. It was a miracle. How historically and biblically the timing was set and right for Mary to conceive and give birth to the Christ child. We read in Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 to 21, but after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." The miracle of right timing as Jesus was born to save men and women, children from their sins. The name of Jesus means to rescue, to deliver. And at the right time, he came to rescue and deliver us from our sins. At just the right time, he came. And if you want to listen to more about that, you can go online and listen to that message. Yet Jesus, that was to be his name. But if you read the word and you read on in Matthew chapter 1, you find out that the Christ child was given another name. In verses 22 and 23, it says, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophets. The virgin will be with a child and will give birth to a son. And they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Here Matthew quotes an Old Testament verse from Isaiah 7:14, which states that Mary's child will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Emmanuel is another miracle for us, for each and every one of us. This is the only place the word Emmanuel is used in the New Testament. It's not used, you won't find it anywhere else in the New Testament. Emmanuel is only used here. So what does it mean, and how is it a miracle for us? Let me tell you, it means God with us. You don't have to be a Greek scholar or a Hebrew scholar to figure it out. Because Matthew says right there, they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. See? Anybody can do this job. But what does that mean? God with us reveals this child which Mary gave birth to was no ordinary child. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was God in the flesh. Jesus was born, and when he was born, he was fully deity. He was fully God, and he became fully human. God came to dwell on earth with us. What a miracle. What a miracle. In writing about Jesus, John declares in his gospel that Jesus is the Word. And he wrote this in John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning of time, before anything was even formed, before there was an earth, before there was a universe, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was Jesus. And Jesus was with God, and Jesus was and is God. And then John writes in verse 14 of the same chapter, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The one who came from the Father, Jesus, full of grace and truth, came down here to us. Emmanuel, what a miracle. The first Christmas morning, the Word Jesus was born. Jesus, God, became a baby, lived, and grew among his people. Emmanuel, God with us. The writer of Hebrews 1:3 declared, the Son is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. Emmanuel means that the Almighty Creator of the heavens and of the earth, of the universe, and that all that is in it. The Holy One who sustains all that by His powerful word has come to be with us. Our Heavenly Father has come to be with us. It's like this. An artist paints a picture of a house on a snowy night. It's dark. The house is in some trees that have lost all their leaves. Actually, the picture looks a little dismal. I mean, the house looks abandoned. There doesn't look to be any life. It looks desolate. Doesn't look very intriguing. But with a few strokes from the brush, he puts some yellow and orange paint on the picture. And everything changes, doesn't it? Wow, look at it. It looks inviting. It looks amazing. That abandoned house now looks like there's life in that house because the light is there. The darkness has turned to light, abandonment to life. The light that is now in the house has transformed the whole picture. This is what the name Emmanuel meant to Matthew, to the Israelites, and means to us. That is what the name Emmanuel means to God's people. Jesus is the beam of light that shines into the darkness of the world and the darkness of our hearts. Emmanuel, Jesus, was the light of the world, the light with us that transforms us. What a miracle for us. What a miracle for us. You see, we read in John chapter 8 and verse 12, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And then if you turned over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6, we read, "For God who said, 'Let the light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us light, the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." Emmanuel was born to grow up and pay the penalty for our sins. That's what Jesus was born. To grow and pay the penalty of our sins. God with us, in a sense, are those yellow and orange brush strokes. He offers to paint in our dark lives. He wants to paint that light into our lives, if we will allow him. He wants to make it bright. We read in Titus 2, verse 11, "For the grace of God brings salvation, has appeared to all men." It's not just for me. It's not just for the person who came and said, "This morning I want to give my life to Jesus." It's for all mankind. It's not just for us here. It's not just for Sage Hills. It's not just for other Christians. It's for all of Ashcroft and all of Cache Creek and the surrounding areas. Spence's Bridge. It's for all of Clinton. It's for all of Kamloops. It's for our nation. It's there. We would all agree that Emmanuel, God with us, is a miracle. And it is one that is for each one of us. It's for all mankind, if they want to accept it. We know that when Jesus died on the cross and was placed in the tomb, that he rose back to life in 3 days. Yet God didn't forsake us. He did not come and pay the penalty for our sins and leave us to figure out everything on our own as soon as we accepted his grace. He didn't say, well, I was with you then and I'm not now. Listen, Galatians 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Emmanuel, Jesus, lives with us. In fact, he lives right inside us. He never leaves us. He never says, hey, Scott, I just need to step out for a minute. Or I'll be back in an hour. Try and keep it together while I'm gone. He's with us all the time, 24/7, 365. All the time, every second of every day, for all lifetime. It's all because he loves us. Jesus wants to be with us because he loves us. And because of what Marilyn talked about last Sunday, he delights in us. He wants to be with us. He desires to be with us. I mean, if I have something that I delight in, and I can tell you I do, she's upstairs teaching the kids, and I want to be with her because I delight in her and I love her. And it's the same with my children. God delights in us and loves us. Emmanuel, God with us, is a miracle for us and has so many miraculous benefits that we can't list them all this morning. But let me just bring out a few. God the Holy Spirit is with us every day to lead us and guide us through our journey of life. God is always there to tell us this is the way. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. This is the way. Walk in it. The leading or guidance might come through reading our Bible, praying, or getting advice from a solid Christian friend, or maybe any combination of things. When we do stray, and I know I'm not talking to you folks, I'm talking to those who are going to listen to it on the internet, but because you folks never stray, but those people that listen to it on the internet, they do. No. But when we do stray, when we sin, Jesus is right there to lead us and guide us right back on track. Isn't that exciting? He's right there. We don't have to make an appointment to get our sins forgiven. We can just go to him. We don't have to wait 3 weeks and say, well, it's this time, but we got to do it. It's right now. We can go to him immediately and say, Jesus, I've messed up again. Please forgive my sins. We don't have to wait, and we shouldn't wait. The sooner we go back to Jesus, the better. Another benefit of Emmanuel, God with us, is the fact that he's always there caring for us. Peter writes, "Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you." I have permission to tell this story. When I was just finishing my first year of Bible college, I had left to go to Vancouver Island to work because I had to pay the bills. Bible college didn't really pay the bills, so I went to Vancouver Island. And Lee was still in school. She was just finishing up grade one. She was 7 years old. And her and Owen, who was just two, and Kath took them to church on Sunday mornings. And one Sunday morning, actually, I think it was the last Sunday morning before they were coming over to the island, they were finished school, they were just going to church, they went to church, and there was a young man there. It was a church plant that we had helped start in Alder Grove, and a young man there that I worked with on the bus ministry, he took Lee after church, and you know how you swing your kids around like this? So we were in the church service was in a community hall, and so he was swinging her around, but he was using one hand. He just grabbed her with one hand like that, and she grabbed onto his wrist. Well, her little hands probably didn't go around his wrist, and he was swinging her around, and they were swinging pretty fast from what I understand. I wasn't there, and they lost grip, and she flew quite a ways and then landed on the hardwood floor face down. She drove one of her teeth right up into the gum. You could not even see it. And the other one knocked right out. It was pretty horrific, you know. One of the other gentlemen, he had to go to the washroom. And he was physically sick. But Kath was strong. And you know why? Because God cares for us. And the sermon that day was on Psalm 62. And Psalm 62 verse 2 says, "I will not be greatly shaken." If you read it in the King James, which the pastor that day would have been preaching from. And so Kath knew that everything was shattered around her. This big, stocky guy couldn't handle it. He went to the washroom. The fella who was twirling Lee around, Nathan, he was pretty upset. Lee was pretty good. She had no pain. And Kath had it all together because God had told her, cared for her so much to prepare her and say, "You will not be greatly shaken." They took Lee to the emergency ward, and then they took her to the dentist the next day, and this tooth is driven right up inside, and the dentist is, her lips are all swollen up. She can only get a straw in there. And the dentist says, "You're not crying." "Well, I don't have any pain." "You have to have pain." "Well, I don't." God protected her. I could use Lee in a number of stories like that. Jesus was right there with Kathy and Lee through the whole time. Why? Because he cares for us. David was fleeing from King Saul, who was bent on killing him. In desperation, David flees to Gath, a Philistine city, where he writes these words. He's in the enemy territory, and he writes these words, Psalm 34, verse 15, and then 18 and verse 19. Should have these underlined, highlighted in your Bible. "The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. The righteous person faces many troubles. We should strike that piece out. But the Lord comes to rescue each time. Wow. The miraculous benefits of Emmanuel to us is that Jesus is with us no matter what we are going through. It might be emotional, physical, relational, financial, spiritual, material, whatever it might be. Jesus cares about us and is with us right there, no matter what. He hears us as we cry out to Him. He is there when we're brokenhearted, when our spirit is crushed and we feel like we're at the end and we can't take any more. He is there. He's just waiting for us to take our hand and place it in His hand. He's there. Not only is God with us through the pain and the suffering, but He's right there when we're going through those victories and those joys. It's sort of like a parent who has a child that plays soccer. And the child is in goal and the game's tied up and there's only a few minutes left and the other team gets a breakaway and they come down and the child can't get the ball and it goes in the net. The child is brokenhearted. He feels like he's let the whole team down. But the parent is there. Why? Because she loves him. He loves him. And says, it's okay. They're there to comfort, to console, to encourage. And to say, you know what? Next time you'll get it. Sort of like God. But you know, the parent is there at every game. And then there's the game in the dying minutes. The ball is kicked toward the goal. A child leaps for the ball and manages just to get his fingertips on the ball and grasp it and hold it out and saves the win. And the parent's there to make sure the child's head doesn't swell too big, but also to encourage and rejoice with them in their victory and say, you did a great job. Man, you leapt after that ball. I can't believe that you got it. Way to go. What a great victory. Emmanuel. God with us. That's what He does. Let me help you. You'll do better next time. Let us do it together. We'll walk together with it. Wow. You were tempted and you did incredible. You didn't explode. You kept your cool on. Great job. That's God. Walking with us in our victories as well. See, Emmanuel, God with us, He understands everything about us. What a miraculous benefit for us. Emmanuel, God with us, is one who is totally involved in every aspect of our lives. God is not just looking after us from afar. Oh yeah, I see you down there. Yeah. And He's not just there. He doesn't just come into our lives from time to time. Oh, well, I'm here today. You know what? I'm booked in with these folks in Vancouver for the next 4 days, so I'll be back in 4 days. No, he's with us. As I said, 24/7, 365. It's a miracle, the miracle of Emmanuel, God with us. As we mentioned in the beginning, it would be a miracle for Prince Harry and Meghan to come and hang out with us for a few days. And why would we think it's such a miracle? Because we're not royalty. We don't really fit into their flow. We don't, I mean, we'd like to think we do sometimes. Maybe they could lend us the money, but we don't fit in there. And we can't even see them really accepting us. But they might. And we think that would be a miracle. But what a greater miracle to know that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Almighty God, is with us. 24/7. Every minute of every day of our entire lives, he never leaves. Wow. And it's not like, I know everybody's going to go to the mail on Monday morning, tomorrow morning, and look for that letter from Prince Harry and Meghan. But chances are, it's not going to be there. If it is, let me know. I'll be excited for you. But chances are, it's not going to happen. But if we ask Jesus to come into our lives and ask Jesus to forgive our sins, he is with us. No maybes, no mites, you know, he is there. Emmanuel is a miracle for us for right now, for eternity. If our God is with us, who can ever stop us? And if our God is for us, what can stand against us? Our God, Emmanuel, is a miracle for us, not just at Christmas, folks, all the time, for right now, for all eternity. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Emmanuel. We thank you for the miracles for us, the rich blessing. Father, sometimes we can be a little nervous to think that you are with us 24/7, 365, because we mess up and we don't want you with us at those times. But you are. We can't hide anything from you. And thank you that you are there. Thank you for the zillion miraculous benefits of you being with us. God, as we go through this Christmas season, as we think of the Christ child in the manger, may we not just think of a cute baby, but may we think about how you grew and how you came to be with us in the perfect time. Perfect timing. A miracle of timing, a miracle of you being with us. We are blessed because of the Christmas miracles. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.